Welcome to the presence, everyone. Thank you for that. Woo! This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Anybody in here ready to rejoice? Anybody in here glad? Well, welcome those of you who are now, those of you watching live stream and on our Facebook page. And thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to have an awesome day in God's presence. Are you ready to praise the Lord? Come on, stand on your feet and let's get ready right now. We're going to praise the Lord. Here we go. David said, one thing have I desired, that will I seek. I just want to be in the presence of the Lord. Have I desired? Come on, say.
One thing have I desired, that will I see.
It's the only thing.
It's the only thing that matters.
The only thing that I need.
The only thing I need.
Come on, say.
I want to dwell.
In his house, come on.
In his house.
All the days.
All the days of my life.
Say,
to behold his goodness and wait his presence.
Come on, one thing. Come on, say.
One. That's
right. Come on, put those hands together, everybody. I desire. Come on, sir.
One thing that I desire,
that will I see.
That will I see.
It's the only thing that matters.
It's the only thing that matters.
The only thing I need.
The only thing I.
Come on, I want to dwell.
I want to dwell.
Dwell.
I want to dwell.
Yeah. sing unto the Lord. I got joy in here. Come on, say.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
Oh, yeah.
I've got true love instead of pain.
There's freedom. Come on, say.
There's freedom, though you've captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning.
Come on, say that again.
There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain.
Come on, anybody free?
There's freedom, though you've captured me.
Oh,
I've got joy instead of mourning.
Hey,
you give me joy down deep in my soul.
Oh, yeah.
Down deep in my soul.
Said it.
You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul.
Here's a part I like, listen.
Never been so free, caught in your love for me. Never been more secure, knowing your
soul. So
say,
never been so free. God in your love for me, never been more secure, knowing God.
Come on, just say free.
Never been so free.
Never been so free. Caught in your love.
Caught in your love.
Come on, say it again. Never been so free. Worship you this morning, as you are worthy. Say this, here's my worship. Come on, say it.
Here's my worship. All of my worship.
Receive.
Receive my worship. All of my worship.
Here's mine.
Here's my worship. All of my worship. Receive my worship. All of my worship. You will say, you are worthy.
on, say it.
Here's my word.
I will not be silent. Come on, declare that.
And I will not be silent. I will always,
yes, God,
worship.
As long as I am breathing. Come on, say it.
As long.
Just like that again. I will not be silent. Come on, declare that. Declare that. Say that.
Receive my worship, all of my worship.
Come on, say it again here.
Here's my worship,
all of my worship,
all of my worship. Receive my
just for a moment, just worship the Lord. Worship Him right there. Come on.
We worship You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless Your name today, Jesus. Because You're worthy. Worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Release the burdens of Your people today, Jesus.
Have your people, Lord, release the burdens today, Jesus. Release them, release them, release them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Cast your yoke upon the Lord. Hallelujah. He will carry your burdens today, Jesus. Jesus will carry your burdens today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. Hallelujah. For being in your presence today, Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus for your people. Hallelujah. Who are gathered in your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you in the name of Jesus that everything that concerns them, Lord, concerns you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you have their best interest at heart. Hallelujah. We bind Satan. We bind the enemy that would come against their minds to tell them, Lord, that you are not mindful of what they're going through. Lord, you see and you know. Hallelujah. You see and you know. You're everywhere, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're ever present. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You care for us today, Jesus. We thank you for your care. We thank you for your love and your concern. And now, Jesus, we rest. Yes. We rest, Jesus. We rest in you. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. We bind up the spirit of worry and anxiety, panic attacks, frustration. We bind that up right now in the name of Jesus. That is not of God. That is the enemy. That is the enemy. We thank you in the name of Jesus for your rest. We bask in your presence today, Jesus. We bask in it, Jesus. Hallelujah. We rest in you. We thank you in the name of Jesus for the furtherance of the service today, Jesus, that people would get what they came for today, Jesus, that we would put a demand on the anointing. Hallelujah. We would put a demand on the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we would listen to the word and hear what you're saying to us personally and to his people. We thank you in the name of Jesus that this is a blessed congregation. Everybody is here for a reason. Hallelujah. You are here today because you were sent today. Hallelujah. This is on purpose. This is not an accident. Hallelujah. Pull from the service. Yes. Get what you need from God today. It's not up to just the praise and worship team. Yes. Yes. It's not up to the great musicians. It's not up to the pastors. Yes, yes. It's up to you to pull. Yes. Pull from that anointing. Yes. Hallelujah. Get what you need from God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah for this service and for these people. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. And we give you the praise. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Come on, can we just give the Lord a good hand praise this morning? I just sense that there is a heaviness in the room. Some people came in just heavy-hearted and just worry. It is just so thick, that heaviness. But the scripture says to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. If you want that release, you need to bless the Lord. You need to give him praise. You need to magnify him because he's able to work everything out for your good. He's able to do it. He's able to do it. So if you just praise him through it, if we can just praise him through it, your breakthrough is right there. You can just praise him through it. Sometimes we like to sulk in our little feelings sometimes when we're going through. And sometimes you want everybody to know you're going through. You'll be stuck right there. You're going to stay right there until you learn how to shake it off. And give it to God. Really give it to God. To lay it at his feet. Because he cares for us. Just like Ava said, whatever you're going through, your cares, your concerns, God cares for you. And he has your best interests at heart. He has it at heart. And he wants to give you just what you need. But you can't be fickle in your praise to him. You can't be fickle in your worship and your surrender to him. It has to be a full heart surrender to him. It's not about the things, if you really think about it, it's not the things. It really doesn't matter. because ultimately it's about him. In our worship, our genuine worship in heart towards him. Because all these other things are going to pass away. But he remains the same. We serve a faithful God. We serve a loving God. And he loves you this morning. He loves you this morning. So, Father, just sweep through this room this morning. Breathe on your people, God. You know exactly what they're going through. Help them to trust you more than they trust the situations that they're in, Father God. They want out, but sometimes the weight is so heavy. But we know, God, that your word said that we could praise you and that heaviness would be lifted. So teach your people to praise and to press at all times, knowing that you are faithful. We trust you and we give you praise. Can we just give him a good hand praise this morning? If you really believe that he'll work out your situations for you, bless him like you believe it. Hallelujah, God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Let's do our affirmation prayer. Everyone together. Father, I thank you that as I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I will not lose heart or give up because I can do all things through you who strengthens me. And I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary in doing good. Father, I decree, according to 3 John 2, that in every area of my life, I am prospering and I am in good health, even as my soul prospers. I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore, now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
Good morning. Welcome to the presence. We are so honored to have each and every one of you here this morning. Welcome to all of our online viewers this morning. Thank you for connecting in with us. We want to take a moment. See, is there anyone here? This is your very first time with us here at the presence in Owosso. Got one in the very back. Let's give her a hand clap. You want to stand? Can you stand up and wave? We'll take it. Well, I want everyone to take a moment. I want you to greet one or two people around you. Make sure you greet that precious girl right back there that just waved to everyone. And go ahead and stand one more time. Find someone. If you're at home and you're near someone, give them a big hug or a hello. But I tell you what, this audience looks amazing. All these young people, children.
I ask Rita not to dismiss the kids just yet. Hi, everybody. So it's good to be in the house of the Lord, amen? I said it's good to be in the house of the Lord, amen? So I thank God for his presence this morning. I want to just share something briefly with you, and then we're going to, I've asked Pastor Larry to speak to us. Always a joy when he speaks, and so we've asked him to speak. He's going to come here in just a minute. But before we dismiss the kids, and actually third Sunday is the day that we have youth that gather as well, and that's what I want to talk to everybody about. You know, I said, those of you who were a part of our State of the Church address earlier this year, I said that this year we want to see marked growth in both our children's ministry and our youth ministry. How many of you remember that? And I take responsibility for, other than, you know, God is in control, but if there are things that we can do that we're not doing, then we want to do them. And so I called the Millers, I called Gabe, who have been sort of standing in terms of our youth ministry, and I told them I'm calling an audible. Y'all, anybody know what an audible is? All right. And so I had a conversation with them, had a conversation with Pastor Sanola, and this is what we're going to do. For the next however long, Pastor Alvin and Pastor Sanola are going to adopt all the youth in this church. And, you know, I know that the Millers, their schedule is sort of sporadic. They do the best that they can, but they have a future NBA basketball player that's just and they go to tournaments and things of that nature, so they're not always available. And we're here most of the time. Listen, we have to invest in our youth. And whatever we need to do to make that happen, that's what we're going to do. Is Pastor Alvin and Pastor Snow the answer? No, but we're gonna just do what we can until God really identifies someone, a couple or a person, who has the time and the energy and the calling really, to invest in our youth. And I have relationship with other pastors here in the city who have awesome youth departments. One of them is First Assembly of God, and we're going to sort of connect our youth with some of these other youth in the city, and we're going to pour into them, we're going to love them, and we're going to make sure that our youth department grows. Amen? And so with that said, we're going to dismiss the children, and we have so many youth, it's just so cool. We have so many youth that are here today, and so what we're going to do, when I give the go-ahead, we're going to dismiss the children. The children are from 0 to 10, 0 to 10. Our youth are from 11 to 18. So if you're 0 to 10, who's doing the children today? All right. We got the Wolfords. Don't mess with the Wolfords now. They're going to take the children. And then I and myself and Pastor Sanola, we're taking the youth to the fellowship hall. And I'm going to share, listen, youth, I got something to share with y'all this morning. It's going to be awesome. Let me just add this, that on Wednesday nights, every Wednesday night, the youth are gathered in the fellowship hall. We're going to have food. We're going to have fellowship. We're going to give you a takeaway. A takeaway is something that you can take with you spiritually to help you make it through the week. We're going to grow. We're going to do fellowships. We're going to have you all come over to Pastor Alvin and Sanola's house. We're just going to hang out. And we're going to do this as long as God calls us to do it. And if you're willing to hang out with us and spend time with us, we will pour into you. Okay? All right. So that said, I believe that I just want to say how honored and privileged Pastor Larry and I. We talk in the beginning of this year. We talk weekly and share with one another. And I want him to be as much as he wants to, and he has expressed the desire to be more involved as the associate pastor. He's so busy, but I want him to speak if he can once a month and just share with our church. And as I put this microphone down, I'm going to dismiss the children. Come on, children. And all the youth, 11 to 18, meet me in the fellowship hall right now. All the youth, 11 to 18, 11 to 18, meet me in the fellowship hall. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Pastor Larry Brown. I believe we have a song that's going to be sung by our own Sister Ava.
love you, Lord, 'cause your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. 'Cause all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can you start that over? You start that over. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. I love you, Lord, 'cause your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. 'Cause all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. 'Cause I have lived in the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. 'Cause all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender all. I give you everything, oh yeah. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender all, I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Hey, 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 hey. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. Oh, yes, you have. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
the Lord while in a pagan land. The King James translation say a strange land. Today I would like to speak from a subject. I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God. Kind Jesus, today we have come to share the love story and preach the gospel to the people. We ask that you dispatch your angels around me and send your Holy Spirit that what we preach and teach, that your people may be edified and lifted up and encouraged. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I will sing of the goodness of God. When I was a little boy, my childhood dream was to be a country singer. I grew up on country songs. My dad was a country boy, so I wanted to be a country singer. Until I discovered I could not sing. When I was young, a young preacher, Miss Wilson, the mother of the Gap Band, she said that she can teach anybody to sing. And so she got on the piano. She had a private lesson, teach me how to sing. We sung a couple of songs, and she said, son, I said, well, I told you I was called to preach. I didn't hear nothing about singing. So I don't know why the children of Israel refused to sing, because it's the Lord's songs that help bring you through. When you're going through tough times, it's the Lord's songs that helps you through. When I'm going through, I need to hear some of the Lord's songs. When I'm going through, I sing some of the Lord's songs. Now, you know how the old folks used to say that they're going into their prayer closet. Well, I have to go into my song closet because it's not pretty. And I have to go into my prayer shower. But I have to sing the Lord's songs when I'm going through. So today I want to talk about singing the goodness of the Lord even in tough times. Now, I know everybody hadn't had tough times, but I had a few tough times in my life. So this message is for those who've had some tough times. If you haven't had no tough times, I'll have to catch you on the next message. But the children of Israel was in captivity in Babylon, and the Babylonians decided to make fun of them. And so they came and they said, you know, I need you to be happy, and I need you to sing some of the Lord's songs. But the children of Israel, they sat down and they wept, because the Babylonians knew the Israelites were known for their singing to their God. They had the book of Psalms, which was written over 1,000 years. David was not the only one who wrote in the book of Psalms. This psalm was written through all different types of times that the Israelites had been through. They had been through good times, prosperous times. They've been enslaved. They've been free. They've been crossed the rivers. God had brought them through. So these psalms were written good things and for bad things. So the Babylonians knew that the children of Israel was known for their singing. They were known for praising God in Jerusalem. They were known for their big worship centers where they had harps and they had the drums and flutes and all the instruments, and they sung beautiful songs to the God because they had triumphed through a lot of different situations. So now by the rivers of Babylon, the Babylonians had them into captivity. Now, while they were in captivity, the Babylonians forced them to do labor and to work and to build the city of Babylon. So this wasn't really a pleasant situation for the Babylonians. So they refused to sing. So the Psalms are compiled of many aspects of the life and the history of the children of Israel, the Hebrew Israelites. There are Psalms for praise. Psalms 9 says, I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. I will show forth all my marvelous works. Psalms 48 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountains of his holiness. Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. The Psalms expresses the glory of God and in his creation of the universe. Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiworks. Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. Then you have Psalms that deals with the confidence that God is the God of our salvation and of our strength. So Psalms 27 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes come up before me to eat my flesh, they stumbled and they fell. So it's hard for me to understand why at this time the children of Israel sat down and they hung their harps upon the willows and they refused to sing. Because they had in their possession Psalm 40 that said, I waited patiently for the Lord and he inclined unto me. And he heard my cry. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet on a rock and established my going. It's hard for me to understand why the children of Israel, they refused to sing. Because there were psalms that they could sing that let them know that God was a God of mercy. Psalms 51 says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. So even in times when they felt like they had transgressed against God, they had a psalm that was written that they could sing. And the Babylonians knew it. So at this time, the Babylonians decided that they would poke fun at them. They even had songs to say that they yearned for God. As the hart, as the deer panteth after the waters, the brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O Lord. Even in times of hardness, times of trouble, there was a song. They even had psalms to know how the Lord would protect them. Psalms 11, in the Lord I put my trust. Psalm 16, preserve me, O Lord, for in thee I put my trust. So they knew that they can trust the Lord because they had a psalm for it. But at the rivers of Babylon, they refused to sing. Sometimes in our lives, we can be held captive by different situations in our lives, and we feel like we're just held captive by situations in our job, situations in our finances, situations that surround us, even in our community. We feel like that we have been held captive. And we refuse to sing. We refuse to give God praise for the times that we're in. Sometimes you just got to praise God anyway. Even if it seems that things are both dark and bleak, You got to praise God anyway. I'm not going to be long today. I just stopped by to say today that even in times of trouble, even in the midst of our community going through different problems with each other, that we need to praise God. It's time for us to sing of the goodness of God. It don't matter what we're going through. It doesn't matter where we are. When I read this text, it reminds me of, this is Black History Month, and it reminds me of how we as a people came through difficult times in this country. I always say that we came here and we went through slavery. We went through all these difficult times, but it was singing that kept us through. It was the faith in God that kept us through. It was the times that we know that we had a God that was our Savior. We knew that we had a God that could bring us through. Just like the children of Israel, they came through Egypt. Now they're in Babylon, but they knew they came through Egypt. So they knew that they could be delivered, or they would be delivered from Babylon. But I just want to say that there were songs that we can sing that would bring us through the great trials and the great tribulations. Even in our country, as we have different views and different things that's tearing us apart, that we should still give God the glory. We still sing of the goodness of God, because I appreciate my white brothers and my sisters when we are going through all these trials, and I call them my brothers and my sisters. They're not my stepbrothers and my stepsisters. They're my blood brothers and my blood sisters, because we're all Christian and we're children of God. So they're my brothers and they're my sisters. Some may have different views than I have, but I still say that God will bring us through, and I'll sing the goodness of God. Even when it looks both dark and it looks bleak, I'll sing the goodness of God. I won't forget those psalms that the psalmist wrote that we should think about, that when we're going through trouble, because it was psalms that brought us through slavery. We sung ourselves to freedom. All people hear the song that I'm going home on the morning train. Oh, they thought that was a song that we sung in the church in the cotton field. But I'm going home on the morning train was the song to tell them that the Underground Railroad is on the way. And in the morning, at a certain time, we're going home on the morning train. I stopped by today to tell you that we sung our way to freedom. We sung our way to freedom when the songwriter said, "Let the light from the lighthouse, let it shine on me." Or we say, yes, we let the light of Jesus shine from the lighthouse. But the other meaning of that was that when you get so far down and you get off the train, there's going to be a light that's going to shine. And they said, let the light from the lighthouse, let it shine. So we as a people, we sung our way to freedom. It's all right to think about how tough times are. It's all right to think about, oh, woe is me sometime. But sometimes you got to get up off of your knees and you got to start singing praise to God. You got to let him know that you're singing of the goodness of God no matter what. Songwriter said, let those refuse to sing who never knew our God. But children of the heavenly King, you better sing his praises abroad. Because we're marching. We're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're just passing through, folks. We're not going to be here long. Don't get comfortable. Sometimes I say Christians are some of the best disguised transients I've ever seen. We done locked in the houses and cars, and we done locked in all kind of fine linen and clothes, but we're just passing through. We're just passing through. songwriters over the years began to write songs that we can use when we're going through our tough times and when we're going through our captivities. But I think the children of Israel, if they'd have thought about it, they could have paused and they could have pulled out the 46th division of the psalm. And it said, God is a refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. We will not fear, for when the earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea, let the oceans roar and foam, let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of God. God dwells in that city and cannot be destroyed. Now I would drop down where God has to speak for himself. And he says in verse 10, be still and know that I'm God. Be still and know that I'm God. God spoke up when they wrote the song, and they said, if we go through all this stuff, that we know that God is God. But God said, be still and know that I'm God. When we're going through tough times in our lives, we need to be still and know that God is God. Even though it don't seem like things are right, we need to be still and know that God is God. Because sometimes we can get angry at things that happen, and we can get upset at things that happen. And we say, oh, no, these people need to suffer. Like the children of Israel said, oh, we remember that day when you said, raise it, raise it, when you tore down Jerusalem. But we're looking for that day. 137th Psalm. We're looking for that day. Even your little ones will be cast against the stone. You think about it. They were in such distress that they felt like, oh, man, one day God's going to get them. We can't get that way. No matter what happens, we get angry. I get angry. But we have to understand we can't get that way because vengeance belongs to God. He will repay. It's not for us to repay. He'll repay. That's why I'll sing of the goodness of God. No matter what happens. Yeah, I get angry, but I got to sing the goodness of God. Because God is good all the time. And they say all the time God is good until we feel that he ain't good. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. It's my wife always tell me. But I thank God for our existence. No, I philosophy class years ago, there was a philosopher who said that there's a link between excessive goodness and evil. And you think about the evil that came through that brought part of my ancestors here. So we can enjoy some good. They ain't all good, but we can enjoy some good. So I'll sing the goodness of God. And I'm going to finish with this. I was watching a show, and the guy was talking about how he was doing an interview, and he was talking about when they were going through the sit-ins and those things and how horrible it was. And the person that was doing the interview said, well, that was horrible. I hate that you had to go through that. And he said, I'm glad I could so you can have what you have. Kind Jesus, we thank you today for being good. And we sing your goodness. Oh, we thank you today for bringing us to where we are today. Even though we came through great trials, we came through, but we stopped by to say, oh, if we never had a problem, we wouldn't know that you can solve them. So through it all, we've learned to trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Can you hear me? What a word, what a word. And I'm sure everybody has a song in their heart when they get down and out. And even when they're victorious, we have a song, don't we? That's a good word, and it's good timing for what we've gone through these last few years with the pandemic and everything, the economy, inflation going on. I have a few songs that come to mind. Oh, how precious. Mm-hmm. Is the blood of Jesus. When I was a little kid, we had a song that we sung. God gave me a song that the angels couldn't sing. He said, I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Angels can't sing that. He holds the power of the world in his hands. I've been redeemed. Angels can't say that. That's only for us. God made that just for us. What can make it whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, how precious is the blood. Then there's thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. We look back over our lives and we just got to say thank you. And then we look to the future and we say, Lord, we're going to trust you. You brought us all this way not to leave us. What a word. Let's give God a blurt. Good hand for this word today. So right now it's time for the ministry of giving. Let's put our hands together for the ministry of giving. You know, our gifts is part of worship. Some of us can't sing, can't play music, but we all can give, amen? So let a man give, but God has put in his heart, nothing grudgingly, you know, out of course, not bending your arm behind your back, making you give. But God wants a cheerful giver, amen? And this is good ground here at Presence because we give all over the world. We give here domestically and abroad. So your gifts are going out helping ministries and people that are hungry. So this is good ground. And we're trying to go to another level in our church building. You all know that. Those who are giving online, we appreciate your giving. We got different ways of giving. So if you just want to lift your seed up right now, we'll pray for this gift. Father God in heaven, we just thank you. We thank you that you're our Father and you're our source, oh God. Father God, we ask you just bless this gift that we're going to give. Bless those who are going to give and bless those who are not able to give, that they may give on the next time, Father. Father God, we ask that this be used to the furtherance of thy kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
That was an awesome message. And Larry, I knew I loved you for some reason, because I'm Cherokee tribe too. But not only that, my main name is Rabbit, so True story. Met Craig Peter. Rita Rabbit had a Peter Rabbit wedding. So, okay, a few announcements for you. Right, that smell you smell, the good smell, that is our Presence Cruisers getting ready to go back for their fellowship potluck. So that's happening immediately after we dismiss here. And then want you to remember we have our fourth Saturday prayer push. That's Saturday the 25th at 8 a.m. Is that next Saturday already, right? Is that right?
Yes.
Woo, that's quick. Okay, so next Saturday prayer push, and then that makes sense. And the next Sunday we have our Energy Youth Outing. I know you're probably going to hear a lot about it because they're all excited, having a great time back there and talking about it. So that is going to be the 26th. That's next Sunday. Ages 11 to 18, they are going to be going to have lunch and go to the Escape Tulsa. So that's immediately following service. I'm under pressure. Okay, so immediately following service, they are allowed to bring a friend. And so if you need more details, please text or call Misty. Misty, can you raise your hand? Wave it in the air. All right. So she's all the way at the back if you want to see her. Then also March 4th, we have our team members fellowship. Team Members Fellowship, that's at 9 a.m., and that's going to be at First Bank of Owosso. If you are involved in any way here, serve in any manner, we want you to be invited to that and attend that with us. God bless you this morning, Pastor.
Well, did y'all get a word? I know you did. We had an awesome time in there with us, 14 youth back there, 14 youth. Amen. Misty, some of them are going to want to go next week. I think Sonola's getting their name, so you might want to touch base with her. As Rita said, next week we're doing an event with our youth where we're going to take them to lunch, and then after that they're going to go to Escape Tulsa, which is a sort of an escape room. You know, you go into a room, you got to figure out how to get out, so they have to use teamwork and all that, so it's going to be cool. I want you to continue to pray for our youth. You know, it was different when we were younger. I'm just telling you. Totally different. Come on in, youth. Come on in. Come on in. Listen, all y'all just, hey, come up on the stage. Come up on the stage. Come on. Come up. Come up on the stage. All of you come up on the stage. Come up. Come up. Come up. Come up. Come up. Come up. Come stand behind me. Come stand behind me. You can be my security. Security. Isn't this awesome? Isn't this awesome? So I told them every Wednesday night we're going to hang out, and every third Sunday. And then we're also looking at doing a fourth Sunday, youth emphasis, where we have our youth to just kind of do various things, whether it's play an instrument, sing, or work on the cameras or sound or whatever. So would you do me a favor? Just point our hands this way towards our youth. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our energy youth. We thank you for growth, 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 growth. We thank you for each one of them. But they're giant killers. They're giant killers. And they learned today that if they would have the courage to work hard and be themselves and kill those things in their lives that are not your will, that they can be giant killers. And so we pray that for each one of them in Jesus' name. Let's give them a hand one more time. All right. Y'all ready to go home? Gavin, you want to come up here? Come on, Gavin. Come on. Gavin is, we had Gabriel Bonner on the bass today. This is their son. Who has a birthday tomorrow? Happy birthday, man. All right. Stand on your feet. We're going to go home. And the Presence Cruisers are having a potluck back there. There's three other youth back there. Hi, Narissa. Lift those hands toward heaven. I give you the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. God bless you. We love you. Believing together, heart and soul.